Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. I'm Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 682, as so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aryeh Dax of Congregation Or Torah in Valley Stream, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We follow by Rabbi Dax slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And Rabbi Dax will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Chulim, where Rabbi Dax will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom they are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is the ou.org/Tehillim call. Just one last note, I would like to dedicate our learning today in memory of Rabbi Beryl Wein, who passed away this past Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. As many of you might be aware, mentioned it several times over the last bunch of years since we've started the call, that I grew up in Rabbi Wein's shul in Muncie, New York. Rabbi Wein was a gadol. He was really a giant, and certainly not going to eulogize him here. And we did have the schut, we did have the great opportunity to have Rabbi Wein speak on this program several times, as recent as within the last few months. So it really is a tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael, and I really just want to dedicate our Torah learning today with great honor, Rabbi Dax.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. What an honor to be here with all of you dedicated participants of this, specifically on this day when we remember Beryl Wein, Olav Shalom. His memory, Mr. Shemis, will be a beautiful tribute to him. I had the opportunity this past Shabbos to host my parents for Shabbos here in North Woodmere, Valley Stream. And my father shared a very beautiful insight into a pretty famous story in the Gemara. The story in the Gemara is in Tainus 23a, Chaf Gimel, Amud Aleph, and it's about the famous miracle worker, Choni Ma'agel. The story is very famous, but there's a certain prelude to the story which is not as famous, probably because it's not so easy to understand. So therefore, usually when people say over the story, they omit the prelude, but I think we'll have some good insight there. The story I'm talking about is this touching story where Choni Ma'agel is walking on the road and he comes across a man who's planting a carob tree. So he asks this man, he says, how long until this tree will be able to produce fruit? The man tells him no less than 70 years. So Choni is flabbergasted. Shitaloch, the chayesh shivin shnin, is it really a given that you're going to live for another 70 years? How, you're not going to live for 70 more years. The man tells him, listen, I came into this world, it was filled with carob trees, I enjoyed the carob trees, but just as my ancestors planted them for me, I too am planting them for my descendants. The story continues, Choni goes further down the road, he eats and then he falls asleep, and he sleeps for 70 years. He wakes up and he sees a man gathering carobs in the tree, so he asks him, are you the one that planted this tree? And the guy says, no, that was planted by my grandfather, I am his grandson. So that's it. And then the story continues a little bit. We'll hold it over here. But that's the famous story about Mesorah, about tradition, that kind of thing. Now, in the prelude, it begins, the story begins, where Chomi is struggling to understand a verse. And this is a verse we say often, as we say it in Shir HaMaalos before benching. We say, Shir HaMaalos v'shuv Hashem as Shir HaSiyon Ayinik HaChomi. Where David HaMaalos is saying in Tehillim that when we return to Zion, when we return to their temple after our exile, it's going to be, we'll be like dreamers. Well, it's going to be like one big dream. And apparently Chomi was bothered by how can one dream, how can 70 years be like a dream? This is what he was bothered by, 70 years, which was the first exile. And we can only imagine his disbelief about how 2,000 years could be like a dream. That's a very long time. Meaning, like, how could that be some irrelevant thing? And the idea is that when we dream, like, a dream is sort of, by definition, is defined by its irrelevance. We call a dream a fleeting dream. It's irrelevant because however vivid, however intense, chaotic, funny our dream is, we wake up in the morning and we go back to our routine. So we had a wild dream, something very, very out of the ordinary in our sleep at night. But in the morning, we wake up, we go to shul, we eat breakfast, we go to work. Life continues to pick up right where we left off. So Chomi was bothered that 70 years can't be irrelevant. How could 70 years be like this fleeting thing? But when he saw this man who had continued with the carob tree, this tradition, he saw that there's a certain routine, a certain pickup where you left off that happens when traditions are in place and the Masorah is in place. And just like after a night of a very vivid dream, however scary, however off-putting it is, when we start the next day, we continue with our life as if nothing ever happened. So too, however amount of time that we're in exile, we're in Galus, when we continue teaching our next generation and prepping them for the return to another Beis HaMikdash, to return to Yerushalayim as in days of old. So in a way, we're going to pick up right where we left off as if nothing changed. This is the idea that my father presented, and I think it's a very beautiful idea, and I think it gives over a new insight into part of what our mission is. We don't just observe and we don't just follow the Torah for our own selves, but we have this sort of continuum in which we're prepping our next generations to be able to return and be ready to continue as if nothing happened. Jewish people observing the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be the most natural thing in which we can look back and the whole thing is like one dream, meaning uninterrupted. With that, I'll continue with the Tehillim. We start with Tehillim Chaf. Lam Natsach Mizmel Adavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Chashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrocha Mekodesh Metzion Yisadeka Yizkar Kol Menchosecha V'olasecha Yidas Nesela Yitan Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzasecha Yimale Miran Navi Shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Meshal Secha Ati Yedati Ki Yashi Adonai Mishicho Yaneh Mishmei Kodcho V'gruot Yesha Yimino Eilav Arechev Ve'eilav Asusim V'anachnu M'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Hema karu v'nafalu, ba'anachnu kamenu v'nisadad, Adonai Hoshia, ha'melach y'anenu v'yayim kareinu. Tehillim Chav Gimel, 23. Mizmula David, Adonai ro'i lo'yasa, b'noiz deshe yarviseni, amei menuchos ina'aleni. Nashi yishoyvev yancheni, b'magli tzedek l'man shimoi. Gam ki elech, b'geit ha'mavis, lo yirra, ki ato imadi. Shiftecho mishantecho, hema yinachamuni. Taroiz l'fonai shulchan, neged tzoroi. B'shamta b'shemen roshi, kotsi revoya. Ach toiv v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayai v'shafti yuvais Adonai l'arech yamin. Shir l'malos esai Tehillim kufkaf alos Psalm 121. Shir l'malos esai nai el ha'arim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai oisei shemayim v'oretz al yitela mot raglecha al yanum shemrecha hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shemrecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yaminecha yomam ha'shemesh l'yakecha Yareach balayla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nashrecha, Adonai yishmar teischa uvecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir HaMaalos, mimama kim krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema v'koli, tiyena azmecha kashivos l'kol tachnunoi, im avonot tishmariya, adonai mi yamod, ki imcha haslicha, l'man tibare, ki visi adonai kibsa, nafshi v'libarai azalti, nafshi adonai, mishamrim avoker, shamrim avoker, yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki im adonai achesed, v'arbei imofidus, v'hu yifdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosa. Kuf Membeis Psalm 142, Maskila David, Biasaba Morat Sela, Koli Adonai Ezra, Koli Adonai Eschanan, Eshbok Lepanav Sichi, Terasila Fanav Agid, Bisatev Alai Ruchi, Vata Yadata, Nesilasi, Baruch Zu Alech, Tam Nufakli, Abe Amin Re'e, Ve'eni Mahir, Avad Manos Memeni, Ein Beresh Nashi, Zoachti Elach Adonai, Amarti Ata, Machsi, Chalki, Be'eret Achaim, Akshiva Alvi Nasi, Ki Dalosi Mioid, Hasileini Meroi Devai, Ki Amsu Memeni, Hotsia, Mimasgir Nashi, Lahoido is Eshemecha, Bi Akhtir Tadikin Kisigmal Alai. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasunim Atar Vashivya, Haomdim, Bein Bayam, Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yurachim Aleim, Yotsiim Yitzar Lervacha, Meafela Ura, Mishiva Lugula, Hasha, Bagalov, Makriven Amar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Misha Berach, L'chayel Tzahal, pray for the Israel's defense forces. Misha Berach, Adetener Avon, Yisrael Yaakov, Rivarach, Es Chayelei Tzahal, Ha'agana L'Israel, Ma'anshe Kochas HaBitachon, Ha'omdim, Al-Mishma Atenu, Ba'ari Eloheinu, Mitzvul Ha'alabonan, Ba'ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Ha'ayam Agadol, Al-Lavo, Ha'arava, V'chol Makam Shehim, Ba'yabasha, Ba'avir Ha'yam, Itein, Adonai Yisabenu, Hakam Alenu, Nigafim Lepaneim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Es Chayelenu Mikol Tzara B'Sukha Mikol Nega Machlo B'Yishlach Baruch Ha'Batzlach B'Chol Ma'asa Ilein Yadver Tzaneinu Tachteihem B'Yatrim B'Ketzer Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon B'Yikuyam Bahem HaKosev Ki Adonai Leichem HaHoylechem Lechem Nehilachim Lechem Im Oyveichem Loshia Lechem Memar Amei Mishaberach D'Shvuyim Prayer for those being held in captivity Mishaberach Adonai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ba'aron, David Islam, who you are, who you are, being so as Nedrates, Svaha, Gana, Lisrael, Ushuya, as Kola, Chenu, Hanasunim, Betra, Vishibia, Ba'avor, Shakola, Kola, Kalish, Hazem, Spalbacher, Makash Baruch, who you mali, Rahim Alem, Yotzim, Yoshech, Mitzamavis, Ramoso, Sehem, Yinate, Mitzo, Kosehem, Yoshem, Vishivem, Mehera, Lachik, Mishmicho, Sehem, Yodu, Adonai, Chasam, Nechlaos, Adonai, Adam, Yakuyam, Bahem, Mikrosh, Kasuf, Ufdu, Adonai, Yishuvan, Vod, Siam, Brina, the Simchas, Oilam, Al, Roisham, Sosam, the Simcha, Yasigu, Venasu, Yagom, Anachav, Nomar, Amei, Mishaberach, Racholim, Mishaberach, Avasenu, Avram, Mitzav, Yaakov, Moshe, Ba'aron, David, Shlomo, Hui, Baracha, Sacholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Aleim, Lachlim Lachwa Ulerfam, Lachazkim Lachayoysam, Yishlach Lahem Meir, Fuwa Shlem Veneshimayim, Lachol Eivareim, Lachol Kideim, Soch Shachol Yishar, Fuwa Sa Nefesh, Rufu Sa Kuf, Ashta, Bagalav, Isman Karib, and Amar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Dax. Great to have you on the program, and we look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on. In the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. To all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.